Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Frosty Chicago. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Did you know that Blog Talk Radio is the world's largest social network, reaching listeners in any country around the world? Did you know that Blog Talk Radio is worldwide? Thousands of shows, millions of listeners. This is the time for radio, internet. Imagine, we know our world is shrinking. Just by clicking a button, the whole world could hear you and what you have to say. And it could just happen that what you do say may change someone's life. It could be an aha. I never thought about that. Discover what the world has to say. And you're doing the right thing today by listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And you know, Shakespeare said we're all actors and actresses, that the world is a stage. Now, I think he said that we wear many masks. Now, that's comedy and tragedy and theater. I'd rather say that we wear many hats. And one of the hats that I've been wearing since I was 11 years old is the world of classical ballet. It was life-changing for me. But we'll get to that a little bit later. Yes, we have frost again. And then it gets a little warmer. And finally, we have some sunshine. Had a terrific workout today. Absolutely fantastic, 23rd, 24th. Yeah, I did. That was the 19, 21, 21, 22, 23, 24. I worked out, did my 30 flights, a tad under 13 minutes. Now, I know when I share this with you, it sounds like I'm slowing down. No, I'm not. I'm just listening to my body. We all have biorhythms. And, you know, I could tell, you know, we love a foot, the ball. And I could tell what players are really pumped up endorphin-wise by their biorhythms. And when my physical is down a tad, I don't push it. I let the emotional and intellectual take over. And I just slow down and take my time. You know, it's all about finishing. Oh, if you're, I'm competitive, but not in the sense that I have to be the best at everything. No, I'm the best that I'm going to be right at the point in my life. And when I was climbing stairs today, it was just, I could tell that the body was just not motivated as much as it usually is. So I went, aha. So the emotional and intellectual took over. And then I finished all of my other, let's see, Mondays and Thursdays are the routines. And then I did the stepper. And then I did, there were several forms of the stepper that I went on the elliptical. And then the treadmill to do my turnaround, my circle. I'm at, let me think, speed 112. Elevation 1.5. Don't hold on. Walk forward 1, 2, 3, 4. Turn to the right, side step 1, 2, 3, 4. Side step to the right. Now you're going backward 1, 2, 3, 4. Side step again to the right 1, 2, 3, 4. Side step again, and you're going forward. So I have done my complete circle of life. I don't know about any of you, but I simply can't imagine me starting my day without exercise being number one. We did at one point, the Silver Fox and I did at one point, decide that we would be afternoon exercisers. Oh, it was terrible. It was just awful. Just awful. Couldn't do it. So we get it done and over with at the crack of dawn. Now, you could call in today. The offer, my gift to you, is on until the 31st. You want the ebook, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken? Move over, Ponce de Leon and all of you experts in aging. I think I have an edge on you. I lived a little bit longer than you have. I don't know where the time went. But my secrets and methods, techniques, are yours free. Call in 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. And all you do is give me, well, you don't have to give me your email address on the air, but you call in, and if you're comfortable, then I will. If you're not, then you'll call me on 847-882-8717. Give me your email address, and I will forward you the copy. And look, this is no upselling, no nothing. You're going to get the book. If you want to be in touch with me, that's fine. But if you don't, it's okay. It's okay. But I'd be delighted to help you enjoy a quality of life that's eluding so many. And remember, darlings, your greatest power is that of choice. Choice, 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 choice. So do call in 347-637-3789. Email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Do you want to write to me? Oh, what's in a yawn? I'm just so totally relaxed right now. But let me do a sidebar. I just happened to look at this article. Do you want to know what the international interpretations of what's in a yawn? And then I'll go back and give you my post office box number for post office box to write to me. All right, now, yawning is the involuntary act of opening the mouth to take a deep breath, yet not all yawns are the same. I didn't know this. Each culture has its own perspective on yawning. Now, for example, in India, some people believe yawning is dangerous, thinking bad spirits can enter the body through the mouth. In many other cultures, yawning is thought to communicate tiredness or boredom and is seen as a sign of disrespect or contempt. You know, I'm not quite sure. If I'm talking to you and you're yawning, or you're talking to me and I'm yawning, what do you think it is? Despite the negative connotation, recent studies have revealed a component of empathy in some yawns. Garrett Norris, a lecturer in psychology at the University of Leeds in England, believes contagious yawning indicates empathy and an appreciation of others' behavioral and physiological state. Italian researchers agree, also finding a correlation between yawn, contagion, and empathy. According to a 2011 behavioral study, I don't know, I'm not yawning out of boredom, I'm just yawning out of, man, I did a kick butt routine today, exercise routine. Okay, now that the yawning is over with, You want to write to me? Post Office Box 95913. Hoffman Estates, Illinois 60195. You know, we're partners in this. I did open my show to sponsorship, but we're really partners. And it's a, when you become part of my consortium, it's a process of developing who you are, because you're wearing the hat for radio. It's a powerful marketing tool. Now, I don't know what your purpose or your business or your product is, but can you imagine sharing your dreams, your intention, your desire, not only by writing to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195, but also by being on the air. Now, here's the truth of the matter. I have no idea if you're really interested in developing your persona on talk radio, but we won't know unless you call me at 847-882-8717. And then we, if it's a match, we then, together, we develop your mini-mercial. And the introductory offer is for 10 weeks, and your commercial is heard 4 times a week, so 40 times in the 10 weeks, but you're then invited to co-host with me on one of the shows. And of course, that date is to be announced. I mean, how sweet is that? Imagine hearing yourself on live talk radio. Now, what you do after we finish, you do know that the shows are archived. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. And then click on the date. And you're mandated to listen to the show that you co-hosted with me. You have to do that. And then, when it's over with, you sit back and you ask yourself, if I were listening to me on the air, would I run to contact me? How persuasive was I? How appealing was I? How inspiring, encouraging? I could go on and on and on. But would you order your product, your service, whatever you are wanting to promote, as a partner with me on Live Talk Radio? Would you buy it? Now, there's no such thing as constructive criticism. Ain't going to happen. Now, how constructive could criticism be? Would you mind telling me? No, what we do is plus you. We listen. And we talk about it. We think about it. We see where you could have been more effective, where you had to pull back a little bit. This is a development in you. Not only is it a powerful marketing tool, but it's finding out about you. Now you're wearing the hat. Yes, I'm in radio. I co-hosted on Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, and the whole world got to hear me. How do you know? You see, if you don't ask, it's an automatic no. If you don't call, it's an automatic, well, I don't think it was for me. How would you know? How could you possibly know if you don't call? 847-882-8717. Or you could write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. Share your dream with me. It shall be my pleasure to walk with you, not in front of you, not behind you, but alongside of you. And let's make your dream happen. 847-882-8717. Now log on to Kathy Watson Speaks, speaks.com. That's my website, www.kathywatson, C-A-T-H-I-W-A-T-S-O-N, kathywatsonspeaks.com. You know, I had a little snafu with my www.kathywatson.com. Oh, talk about an upset. Another individual was handling the account with GoDaddy. I didn't know it expired, and when it did, I didn't pay due diligence to it because I never handled it. I just knew what was going on. Can you imagine the surprise of my life when I logged on to www.kathywatson.com and it said you don't have a website? I did, but it was in the archives. I was in shock. When I think of in the book Choices, that's my website. So anyway, someone bought it. And I think what I'm going to do is contact these people and see if I could buy it back. So I will have two websites, www.kathywatsonspeaks.com and then kathywatson.com. I was in, you know what? Can you imagine this? It left me speechless. Yeah. I'm not kidding. It left me speechless. So click on all of the buttons. You'll see me, the future, meets up with Kathy. You see me sitting in the entrance of the library, Schaumburg Township District Library. And that is that guy sitting there, of course, you know, is a statue. It is so real looking. It was like, wow. And that's my big white marabou hat and my Mongolian fur muff. I was determined to get that fur muff. And I think the week of the 29th, 30, 31, when I talk about the love of fashion, I will tell you that story. I was determined to own that muff. It just reached out to me from the window showcase at Neiman Marcus on Michigan Avenue in Chicago. It's beautiful, and it never goes out of fashion. And then click on all of the buttons, and you'll see when you do go to performing artists, that's David Taylor and I. He's the assistant concertmaster of the Chicago world-famous symphony orchestra. And we're performing Ageless for Life. And we called ourselves Ageless Performers. Oh, what a pro bono musician he is. He's just a genius. And I love performing with him. And then you'll go, you'll see it all, da-da-da-da-da-da. Now you're on books. Take a look at the Elixir. It's yours free. Call in 347 637-3789. But I don't need to have to elaborate on that. You already know about it. Go down to choices. Man, what a magnificent book. Originally, I was going to write the book about me in 2010, about October, November. It was so boring, I said, oh, no, let's open it to people who want to be an author, but they don't want to go through the dynamics of it. So I opened the book to contributing authors, and there are 14 of us, 100 pages long, and it's all true stories. It just may change your life. I'm on the back page. Yeah, with a fur hat and the muff. You know, these authors really had guts because they shared with you the obstacles that were put in front of them that they overcame. On the show yesterday, I do recall saying that so many people never achieve their goal. They're 3 inches from gold, and they cave. I don't know why they cave. You see, every time I was presented with a goal, I was determined to overcome it. And let me tell you, this morning when I went to the gym, when I realized that my physical was down a little bit, most people would have stopped. Not me. No. And age has nothing to do with it. It's your mindset. It is definitely the mindset. And you see, if I gave in, then the powers to be who don't want to see me succeed won. And I'm not going to let that happen. So when you look at choices, now it's been suggested to, look, it's in soft, hard, ebook, Kindle, and Nook. Amazon.com, AuthorHouse.com, and Barnes & Noble. And one of the gals said to me, one of the readers called me and said, Kathy, you have just got to encourage the person who bought the book to look at their photos first. And you go through the book. And you go to page 75, and that book is We Always Have a Choice, From Behind the Berlin Wall to Freedom. How about that? Look, about the author. From Behind the Berlin Wall, Barbara, to Freedom, her escape from communist Germany traumatized Barbara Hofmeister. But later, this experience becoming a stepping stone to a new life of achievement and personal development. You know, you always have a choice. Everything that you do, it's a choice, it's a choice, it's a choice. You want to be happy, you want to be sad. Do you want to be glad? Do you want to be joy? Do you want to live in gratitude? I don't care. Because you are creating your life. These celebrity authors, in their own right, have the guts to step out of their comfort zone. You'll be immersed in the power of voice, choice, and challenges. You'll embrace their determination and purpose. You'll laugh, you'll cry. You'll rejoice in their victorious achievements. And what can you learn from choices? You can fulfill your dreams. It's never too late. You can overcome adversity and succeed. Then you can live your life in paradise. Now, paradise is two sides of the coin. It's either a spiritual paradise or a material. It doesn't matter. I don't care what it is. Material. Are you still competing and comparing? Is more ever going to be enough? And when you achieve that more, you want more, are you happy? The Europeans think we're crazy. We're insane. Why are you competing with anyone? By the time you you reach the goal that you want, they've gone on to bigger and higher paths. Whose life are you living? Is your life through them or through you? Simplify your life. And look, I want to tell all of you one thing. You ready? You better be sitting down. Because the truth is, no one cares. They honestly don't care. They're just so, well, the only one that matters is me, myself, and I. And if they're driving a Cadillac, then I'm going to drive a Bentley or a Rolls Royce or a Jaguar. It's a car. It takes you from one point to another. Who cares? The Silver Fox and I simplified our life. Oh, it isn't how much you have or how little you have. It's how much you enjoy what you have. Get your pen and pad out and get the mirror up. Take a look at yourself. How happy are you? How happy are you? You see, when I was 11 and when I was introduced to ballet, I knew it was going to be my life. And nothing stood in my way. Nothing stood in my way. So what about you? Did you tell yourself how marvelous you are, amazing, and how brilliantly talented you are? Do you believe it? Sure you do. In the quietness of your soul, but all the chatter is, oh, I don't know. Am I really that great? Of course you are. Because I told you you are. Now, if you're going to be a role model and if you're going to leave a legacy, what is it going to be? I had a dream. I didn't follow it. What good is that? Get the book. And if you want a discount, you call me at 847-882-8717, and the discount is determined by how many thousands you order. Just kidding. But that would be great. And then go to the video, Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. Roger Plummer, great voice. No one in the world has thought of pairing soul songs with Shakespeare. Our bags are packed. We'd love to entertain you at your next corporate business event, private, whatever. And David Taylor, too. Rates are individually assessed. 847-882-8717. Now, I have to share with you. Well, first of all, you're listening to Live with Kathy. Call in 347-637-3789. Let's go back to 1996. A quick response to a Chicago newspaper article for a trip halfway around the world. I responded, I went, I conquered. I didn't want to do it. This was in the Sun-Times, quick, something or other. It was a call to, hey, all of you out there. Malaysia calls all know-it-alls. Malaysia's Kedah State has decided its people can benefit by hearing from experts on pretty much anything. We didn't have computers. I think all I had was a fax machine. And I said, nah, not interested. That was 1996 in June, July, August, September, October. But then I thought, what the heck. October 15th, 1996, I'm putting together brochure, big workbooks. I have to fly out to Doofus, Alabama, to present my seminar in Ageless for Life, simply Ageless, whatever you want to call it. And I'm now pounding these books together saying, boy, what a way to celebrate a birthday. Here I am at Office Depot Xeroxing when I should be celebrating. And oh, by the way, I didn't hear from Malaysia. Oh, I was in a snit. October 16th, 4 a.m. Isn't it amazing how you remember things? Wait till you hear about the brown leotard later on in the show. Our fax machine goes off. And the silver fox said, are you going to get up and see what it is? I said, no, it's probably another solicitor wanting me to do something. And I went, oh, out of curiosity, I got up. Hey, guess what? It was a fax from Mr. Sulaiman from Malaysia. Ms. Watson was selected from the field of 300 applicants from around the world to launch the LAVA government-sponsored pilot program January 1st to the 11th, 1997, but we were there in 96, in December. The Ageless for Life seminars were presented in Kuala Lumpur, Penang, and Langkawi to a multicultural society. To add honor to the seminars, the First Lady of Malaysia, Datin Seri, attended the seminar in Kuala Lumpur along with the Chief Minister of Kedah. Man. It was an incredible experience to share my methods and techniques presented in the Ageless for Life seminars with women who live a life under the veil. Whoa, talk about diversity. The close-up personal experience I had with both men and women confirms that most people don't mind getting older. Hey, if you're not getting older, honey, you're pushing up daisies. They just don't want to look and feel old, and that's the global truth. Now, this is what I got from Mr. Sulaiman, January 15th, 1997. The Chief Minister, Datuk Seri, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, is still having high praise of your presentations. You will be glad to know that the Prime Minister, Datuk Seri, Dr. Mahathir, was also informed of your impressive talk by his wife, who attended the session at the Concord Hotel in Kuala Lumpur. He mentioned about this to the Chief Minister. I mean, this is the guy that is running. It's the President of Malaysia. You certainly helped the LAVA take off in style and grandeur. Your presentation to the whole program was really a poetry in motion. You gave our LAVA a name, an entity that we are very proud to be associated with. Things could not have happened any better. You were really in your best elements all through. To be very frank with you, since you left, you have made an indelible mark in the minds of so many of those who had close encounter with you. The Chief Minister himself, Tan Sri Sanusi, he had now been awarded with a higher title, has been endlessly mentioning your name whenever he talks of LAVA. It appears that you are now synonymous with LAVA. Another thing that I'm sending you is a calendar published by the Kedah State Development Corporation, the agency under which LAVA is operating. You may be delighted to look at the month of July and August. I mean the picture that comes with it. Yo, I was the calendar gal for July and August. And then what I get, I'm a member of Toastmasters. And they're going to have their international convention 2014 in Kuala Lumpur, August of next year. And they're looking for presenters. Hey, guess what? Who do you think is going to send in her desire to be back in Malaysia? You cannot imagine what an incredible journey. What an incredible journey. All right, I did digress. Now go back to books and look at The Heart of the Lion. Read a chapter. It's available through Amazon.com and Ex Libris. And then I was a contributing author in 101 Ways to Improve Your Life. That's through selfgrowth.com. Are you living your dream? Are you achieving the goals that you want? Oh, for just what makes you happy? Are you happy? It's all through your choices. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, 347-637-3789. Now, before I go into the world of dance and ballet and the brown leotard, Laura, darling, I do hope you're listening. I want to acknowledge my partners. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Ironworkers, District Council of Chicago and Vicinity. My mission and purpose is to acknowledge ironworkers and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. To illuminate the character of ironworkers, their hidden talents. To pay homage to their commitment to family. Work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood, solidarity. Ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn. I bet you didn't know that. It's a 4-year apprenticeship. And it's for both men and women. Find out more. Log on to ironworkers.org. And then, to find out, subscribe to the Union Ironworkers, their YouTube channel, youtube.com/Union Ironworkers, youtube.com/Ironworkers Impact. And then log on to www.ironfest.com. Log on to blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. Click on August 9th. And listen to all the guys and the gals that love their trade. They came. They converged for the International Ironwork Festival in beautiful Mackinac City, August 9th through the 11th, from all over the United States and Canada. Listen to what they have to say. Now, wouldn't it be great to choose a career and not a job? And you're getting paid while you're learning. Your health care and your pension follow you. How sweet is that? www.ironworkers.org. In the book choices, two of the contributing authors have partnered with me in Live with Kathy. One is Rika Cuff. She is the 50-plus director of this whole consortium at Hoffman Estates Park District. You have to read her story, Divine Intervention. But what she does as the director of the 50-plus club is absolutely amazing, absolutely amazing. HEParks.org. You don't have to be bored and lonely. your choice. Contact your park districts, senior centers, or libraries. No matter your age, they have something for everyone. HEParks.org. Ah, the 24th. Do you have more month than money? Greg McIntyre is our CPA. And he'd be delighted to help you, give you a complimentary reading, if you would. Contact him by logging on to ahtax@ameritech.net. We live in a society. Do you know that the beauty industry has never lost a penny in any recession, depression? I don't care what you call it. They never lost a penny. And there are people who are telling me that looks so calm. Man, I think you inhaled. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. In Elixir, Secret 7, page 42, I share with you my secrets for de-stressing our faces. Stress, toxicity, trauma, all leading factors in premature aging, and in some cases, death. Anger releases toxins into our body. Hating, loathing, any toxic negative thinking releases toxins in our body and destroy the health of the cells. Now, I have skin product. The looking good and feeling good is a sandwich effect, but I have a product that I've been using for 20 years. 2 ounces, under $50. Of course, shipping and handling, all of that. Oh, you could get it only through Kathy Watson. Either email me, kathystudio@sbcglobal.net, or call me at 847-882-8717. It's so effective, you use it only 3 times a week. And now remember, all sales are final. I don't have time with returns. If you're not intent on looking good and looking hot, then just don't bother. But imagine, use your other stuff that you're using. Oh, my goodness, excuse me. And this you use only 3 times a week. Did you ever think of being your own boss? Are you a solopreneur? Actively working in corporate America? Or are you retired? Most of you have nothing to do, and it takes you all day to do it. There is a way to pay your bills and have fun doing it. But it's a business. It's your business. Take this down, www.leticia.myshackley.com. This is calling all the women of the world, not only in America, but globally. 2013, the year to reign supreme. Let our voices be heard in solidarity. Do you have any idea how powerful we are? Together we can make a difference in diverse and remarkable ways. I don't care what your job is. But when you wake up in the morning and you say, good God, it's morning, time to change your job. Oh dear, I don't know what's happening. Keep your 9-to-5 job. Start to think out of the box. 2013, the year to unleash your passion Have you considered we're talking about you considering more profitable, less risking, and more of a soul-nourishing approach? Then think about creating your own home-based business. Oh, I know you don't want to change. The shoe pinches, but you don't care. It's because you're comfortable with it. But darlings, there is a way to fulfill your dreams. A home-based business offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself while making money. No, you don't need a college degree. Yes, you're smart enough. You have to decide that you want to achieve. You have to decide that this is one of the ways to fulfill your goals. More people are becoming wealthy today, starting from nothing. And it could be you. It's pandemic. Hey, guys, this is for you too. More men and women than ever are embracing the power of creating their own home-based business. You're the CEO, create your own hours. Marvelous opportunity to get your kids involved and make it a family affair. www.leticia.myshackley.com. And we'll work with you to find the product, the service that resonates with you. But you are going to treat it as a business, and we're going to teach you how to do it. We're going to teach you how to create your own business plan. No guts, no glory. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Ballet and the brown leotard. Ballet is body movement. Do you know that during the day, every movement that you make is a dance movement? Remember how I told you how dance got started? That the caveman started to sway with the trees, the leaves, and then the waves of the ocean, and then it just progressed and progressed and progressed. And ballet is not just for girls. Come on, get your mindset in the 21st century. Nijinsky, Nureyev, Baryshnikov, Balanchine, the Kiedorf, the New York City Ballet. Incredible strength and determination is uppermost when you look at exploring the theater of ballet. Now, just a little sidebar here. All you seniors, start your own little ballet club for movement. Did you know that some of the football players take ballet classes for coordination and agility and balance? Getting old is your choice. Our body and brain don't age. We do. You want to get old? Go ahead. No one's going to care. But wouldn't it be fun for you to start your own ballet club and have a ballet teacher that will cater to your needs? See, I was introduced to ballet at the age of 11. Oh, man. And on my screen, my mental screen, remember I told you we all have a blank screen, and mine is, I see myself taking the bus, the streetcar, to 63rd and Stony Island, and I lived on the way, way south side of Chicago. I was my happiest when I was at the ballet studio. My parents didn't have the money for me to take class, so I went to the head of the consortium there, and I said, I want to study ballet. My parents don't have the money. I'm willing to clean the studio, do odd jobs. I'll do anything to be able to take class. And she looked at me and said, yes, because you do have talent. I clean toilets. I fetched and carried. I answered the telephone. I would do anything to be in the ballet class. I want you all to know that when I was in the ballet studio, the academy, and in class in that environment, I was in heaven. The world could have ended and I would not have known. That's the same for theater. Timeless rhythms of soul and Shakespeare. I'm in another world, and all I want to do is stay there. Oh, it's such a happy world, and I see me at the bar. First position, bar, plié, relevé, second position, third, fourth, and fifth. Come on, seniors. This is for you to help get your body up to spar again. Because you see, ballet teaches body discipline. Every kid, boy, girl, should take classes in ballet. And I told you earlier that there are some football players that take ballet classes. And the discipline serves you well as you advance in age, too. All right. You ready? The brown leotard. Now, in class, I mean, that's like our, that's the top, the leotard. It's like our little tunic. And then you wore leggings and whatever. And Laura, our niece, stayed with us when we lived in the suburbs, and she wanted to study ballet. And I said, well, you're going to go to the Rozac Academy in Calumet City, and you're going to study with Richard Arve. And she did. And then she was ready to advance to Ruth Page. And she and Bob, our son, her nephew, her cousin, I would take them to the train station, the IC, and the two of them would trudge downtown, and Laura would study with Ruth Page. But let me go back to the brown leotard. And what happened to me? This is the story written by Laura Jacobs. Okay. Now this is, I'm reading Laura's story. When I was an aspiring ballet dancer, I took class at the Ruth Page Foundation in Chicago. It was an intimidating and exhilarating place, a dance academy full of girls in their teens who were already professional level. I watched them with a mixture of awe and envy, and noticed every detail in their demeanor, the way they walked and the way they did their hair, how they comported themselves in the halls and the changing room, and most important of all, how they dressed for class. Fads tore through the school like a run in a nylon. Overnight, for instance, heavy knitted, hand-knitted leg warmers were an object of desire. They couldn't come just to the waist like tights, though. They had to have a waist so high it reached up to the bust, and then you rolled it down over a belt of elastic. Of course, my leggings had been knitted just to the waist, which only accentuated my unbudgeable midriff bulge. Another day, as if by magic, old pink tights were no longer thrown away, but turned into kind of a top you wore under a tank leotard. The crotch was torn out, the legs zipped off at the knees, and then the whole piece was upended, your head coming through the neck hole crotch and your arms through the legs. It was both scrappy and beguiling, poverty and poetry in one look. Finally, there was the fetish of the back. All of a sudden, the girls took standard leotards, starting at the shoulder seam, cutting out a plunging back. Now, on reed-thin girls with no bust, pale skin, all bone, these plunging backs had a savage eloquence. The rough edge of sheer jersey against fine musculatures was pure Beauty and the Beast. I immediately set to a leotard I'd never really liked. It was a brown one. I took out the back. I cut it out. That it never looked on me as it would have looked on other girls should have come as no surprise. I was too short-waisted, too busty to wear such a style. And yet, I tried and failed to be one of them. One day, my Aunt Kathy decided to accompany me to a ballet class. She had been a ballet dancer in her youth and has even toured the country with a ballet company. She moved from dance to fashion, became a model, a commentator, then became an enterprising entrepreneur, president of her own cosmetics and facial fitness business. I was staying with my aunt for a month that summer, studying at a studio nearby. Even with her heavy schedule, Aunt Kathy still liked to drop in on dance class from time to time. She was a graceful presence at the bar, an example of how ballet makes you elegant for life. We were running a little late that day, and Aunt Kathy couldn't find a leotard. I pulled out the brown one. I hadn't worn it for quite a while, but why waste it? I thought it would suit Aunt Kathy with her willowy torso and small bust. She looked out at the back, cut out back skeptically while I assured her it was all the rage. We drove to the studio. She put the thing on. We took our places at the bar. First position, Aunt Kathy looked lovely in the brown leotard. Then came the demi-plié, complete with port-a-bras. Within seconds, she was reaching for her shoulder, tugging the fabric up so it would cover the bra strap that was now showing. The problem with cutting out the back of a leotard is that the elasticity is gone and the garment goes loose. I looked over at my aunt again, having just unfurled another beautiful port-a-bras. She was suddenly reaching for another shoulder, yanking it up. She shot me a look. I tell you, it was not happiness. And Kathy is not a woman who likes dishishable. Sloppy is not her style. She has always been just so, not a hair out of place. The brown leotard was her bright nightmare. And in this class, it turned out to be an endless hour and a half of yank, pull, tuck, and yank some more, all punctuated with exasperated glances of wait till we get home variety. I knew I was in trouble. And yet, I also knew that as long as the class lasted, I could find it funny, which it was. The decorum of ballet requires grace under pressure, smiles under pain. And Kathy acted as if nothing was wrong in the world. Yank, yank. Well, long story short, that whole month, I didn't hear the end of it. To this day, I haven't heard the end of it. But the beauty is, every time we mention the brown leotard, we both burst out laughing. Take ballet. Enjoy another realm of the world. Take time to live our world in life. Have so much to give and get a brown leotard. Tomorrow morning at 6:30 a.m., stay tuned. Au revoir.